today I will finish one subject matter, that is faith in the holy name.
Danas ću završiti sa jednom već započetom temom, to je vjera u sveto ime.
If you remember, my seminar is called Enlivening the Spiritual Heart, and the Sanskrit word for heart is shra. Shra, no?
Ako se sjećate, ime mog seminara je oživljavanje ili buđenje duhovnog srca, a sanskritska riječ za srce je shra.
Shraddha means faith, and faith is really what enlivens the spiritual heart.
A shraddha znači vjera, i vjera je upravo ono što oživljuje duhovno srce.
From tomorrow on I will talk about a very interesting subject matter called faith in yourself.
Od sutra pa nadalje govorit ću o vrlo zanimljivoj temi, koja u stvari tu se radi, govorit ću o vjeri u samoga sebe.
But today I want to finish with faith in the prime process of obtaining God realization, the chanting of the holy names.
Ali danas želim završiti sa već započetnom temom, a to je vjera u onaj prvi najbitniji proces svjesnosti Krišne, to je vjera u pjevanje svetih imena.
I would like to continue to explain how it is so, if we want to chant with love and with full absorption, that we can obtain this mood from the devotees.
Želim objasniti kako to pjevanje s ljubavlju i punu usredsređenost na ime možemo steći družeći se s baktama.
Yes, but before doing this I want to do what is I want to request, we need a little bit more peaceful. This sounds like the Belgrade train station. Maybe Sita, you are just coming. Can you tell the kitchen devotees we appreciate their endeavors, but they should be a little silent. Yes. Dobro. I remember once how when one of my god brothers, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, came from Africa and arrived in Bhuvaneshwara where he stayed, he was asked, how can we ever chant with love?
Sjećam se jedan moj god brother, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, je upravo iz Afrike pristigao u Bhuvaneshwar, gdje je prebivao, i tamo smo postavili pitanje, kako ikada možemo mantrati s ljubavlju?
And he said, I was asked the same questions by the Africans.
I on je rekao, pa isto su mi pitanje postavili Afrikanci.
And I gave them an example which I believe is easy for them in their culture to understand.
I onda sam im dao primjer za koji sam smatrao će im biti lako razumjeti u skladu sa njihovom kulturom.
He gave the example of someone who cries at the time of the death of a beloved one.
Dao mi je primjer osobe koja plače u trenutku smrti voljene osobe.
Have you ever seen someone crying at the time of the death of his beloved one?
Da li ste ikada vidjeli čovjeka koji plače u trenutku smrti neke njegove voljene osobe?
When you do this, you immediately feel like crying yourself. It comes in your heart.
Ako vidite tako nešto, odmah i vama se plače.
The same holds true when you have association with Micah, please. The same comes when you have association with a devotee who has love of Krishna. Immediately you feel such a good temperament in your heart that you also, yes, Krishna, ja volim Krishna.
Isto vrijedi i za druženje sa baktom koji ima ljubav prema Krišni. A automatski vi imate te dobre osjećaje u srcu. Da, ja volim Krišnu.
In this world, this is a common psychology, and in the spiritual world, it is a spiritual law.
U ovome svijetu to je uobičajena psihologija, a na duhovnom planu to je duhovni zakon.
We do become so much elevated by good association and so much degraded by bad association.
Mi bivamo veoma uzdignuti dobrim druženjem i toliko se degradiramo zbog lošeg društva.
Now the question is, but how can we have association with such high class devotees all the time.
Međutim, sada se postavlja pitanje, kako da se družimo sa tako prvoklasnim, visokoklasnim baktama uvijek?
This question is answered in a surprising way by Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur.
Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur je odgovorio ovo pitanje na jedan vrlo iznenađujući, neobičan način.
He recommends that if you want to feel this love while chanting, you must remember Lord Chaitanya chanting.
On kaže da ukoliko želite osjećati tu ljubav dok mantrate, uvijek se morate sjećati gospodina Chaitanya dok mantra.
He writes a verse where he says, one who sees Lord Gaura's love-smitten face is intoxicated by ever-fresh forms of affectionate and passionate devotion.
A osoba koja uvijek vidi liče Čaitanje Mahaprabhu ukrašeno ljubavlju, on je isto također, on je dolazi pod utjecajem te ekstatične devocije.
And then he describes how a devotee should meditate about the love smitten face of Gauranga. Smitten, it means the face which is overwhelmed by love.
I onda on opisuje kako da meditiramo na to lice Čaitanje Mahaprabhu koje je ispunjeno ljubavi.
There are two pools of tears in his love face.
Dva jezerca ljubavi se nalaze, jezerca suza se nalaze na njegovom licu.
Pools of tears, of love tears.
Kao mala jezerca suza ljubavi.
And in these pools, the two lotuses of his eyes grow.
I u tim jezercima dva lotusa njegovih očiju rastu.
Have you ever lost yourself in someone's eyes?
Da li ste se ikada izgubili u nečijim očima?
My dear Grihastas, have you looked into the eyes of some of your wife and felt how deep these eyes are?
Dragi Grihastas, da li ste nekad pogledali u oči svoje supruge i primijetili kako su one duboke?
Look into the loving eyes of Gauranga.
Pogledajte u oči Gauranga ispunjene ljubavlju.
There you will find even greater depths.
Tamo ćete naći još veće dubine.
You will find the lotus flowers of his eyes.
Naći ćete lotosove cvjetove njegovih očiju.
In the pools of tears.
U jezercima suza.
As he chants Hare Krishna, Hare, and so on. I know you know the mantra. Yes.
Dok pjeva Hare Krishna mantra. Yeah.
This is a meditation which devotees do to absorb the love of Gauranga, which he has come to distribute through the chanting.
I to je meditacija koja bhakte prakticiraju da bi privukli, da bi apsorbiraju ljubav Gaurange, koji je došao da bi proširio to pjevanje.
I know our devotees in Serbia never meditate, but tomorrow, but in a few minutes, I will force you to meditate.
Znam da bhakti u Srbiji nikad ne meditiraju, međutim, za par minuta ću vas prisiliti da to činite.
I'm sorry, I'm sometimes wanting to push you in certain directions. Anyway, this is the dobro. Once, Srila Prabhupada made a morning walk and he was asked a question which is of great concern for our seminar.
Tokom jedne jutarnje šetnje Prabhupada su postavili pitanje koje se veoma tiče našeg seminara također.
Brahmananda asked him, it was in Nairobi, same place as how can we make the quality in our chanting the best?
Šetnja se odvila na Nairobi, Brahmananda je pitao kako možemo učiniti kvalitetu svoga mantranja izvanrednom ili najboljom.
And in this morning walk, Prabhupada revealed something he had never revealed before. It's a classical, historical morning walk.
I tog dana Prabhupada je razotkrio što nikada prije razotkrio nije. Znači radi se o jednom klasičnoj jutarnjoj.
For those of you who like to make research, this morning walk was made on the 2nd of November 1975 in Nairobi.
Dakle, za one koji vole istražiti malo temu, šetnja se odvijala 2. novembra 1975 u Nairobiju.
The question is, how can we make the quality of our japa the best?
Pitanje je kako možemo kvalitetu svoje džape dovesti do najvišeg stupnja.
Is this of interest for you?
Da li mislite da to je za vas bitno?
Dobro. Prabhupada looks at Brahmananda.
Prabhupada pogledava Brahmanandu.
And he says, first of all, when you ask such a question, you have to know what is quality.
Prije svega, kada postavljaš to pitanje, treba znači, što znači kvaliteta?
Let me ask you, if you are qualified to ask this question, do you know what is quality?
Da vidimo da li ste vi kvalificirani da čujete odgovor. Da li znate što je kvaliteta?
When I look for the quality of zari, I must know what is a good quality zari.
Kada ja pokušavam utvrditi kvalitetu sarija, trebam biti svjestan što dobar sari znači.
When I look for the quality of japa, I must know what is good japa.
Kada razmišljam o kvaliteti džape, trebam znati što je dobra džapa.
What do you consider good quality japa?
Što vi smatrate kvalitetnom džapom?
Reci. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Kada čuješ sve što izgovaraš, kada kažeš, zašto 16 krugova samo? Zašto ne mantram cijeli dan?
You are in direct connection with Srila Prabhupada.
Vi ste direktno povezani s Prabhupadom.
Prabhupada gave this answer, yeah?
Prabhupada je...
Indira.
When you try.
Mm-hmm. Prabhupada says, quality comes... No, when the quality comes, there is no force.
Kada džaba postane kvalitetna, onda nema prinude.
The moment the quality comes,
kada postane kvalitetna vaša džapa,
you will have a taste for chanting.
Imat ćete ukus za mantranje.
Prabhupada says, you will ask, why 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds?
Prabhupada kaže, tada ćete pitati, zašto 16 krugova? Zašto ne 16,000 krugova?
And he reminds us of Rupa Goswami's loving ecstasy, where he shouted out.
I podsjeća nas Rupa Goswami'eve zanosne ekstaze, kada je on uzviknuo.
How much can I chant with one tongue?
Koliko mogu izgovoriti s jednim jezikom?
How much can I chant with one body? I want millions of bodies.
Koliko mogu mantrati s jednim tijelom? Želim milijune tijela.
And millions of minds.
I milijune umova.
Atmavan, do you want millions of minds or do you think one is enough?
Da li ti Atmavan želiš milijun umova ili misliš jedan je dovoljno?
Usually we think one is enough and then I have the mind of my wife. Oh.
Onda kažemo jedan je već dovoljno, onda dolazi um moje žene.
Sufficient minds here.
Dovoljno je ovdje umova.
But the ecstatic Vaishnava wants to taste so much the chanting.
Ali ekstatični Vaishnava toliko želi kušati to mantranje.
Have you ever been really hungry in your life?
Da li ste ikada bili zaista gladni u životu?
And have you felt when you finally got something to eat, this goes so slow with one mouth, I hope I get 5 mouths, you know, then I will eat like anything.
I da li ste se tada osjetiti, ide tako sporo s jednim ustima, kad bih imao 5, onda bi jeo ko nikad.
This happens often to me because of my service.
To mi se često, recimo, meni često zbiva zuradi prirode moje službe.
In relationship to chanting, such a desire to really get deeper and deeper and deeper into it. This means quality.
A u odnosu na mantranje, takva želja, znači dublje i dublje i dublje u to, to znači kvaliteta.
Then Prabhupada begins to explain that this is possible only when there is love.
I onda Prabhupada počinje objašnjavati da to moguće jedno kad imamo ljubav.
We have this experience in the world. Lovers want to look into their eyes deeper and deeper and deeper and still deeper, because of the human love which they experience for each other.
Imamo to iskustvo u ovome svijetu. Ljubavnici žele gledati u oči voljene osobe dublje i dublje i čak još dublje, zato što je to izraz te ljudske ljubavi koju imamo.
Oh, they are involved with each other from morning till night. No problem.
Ili bave se jedni drugim od jutra do večeri, bez, nema frke.
Not getting tired of each other.
Ne umore se jedan od drugog.
Yeah. So, when you want, only when you have love for Krishna, this taste is possible.
Jedino kad imate ljubav prema Krišni, taj ukus ili takav ukus je moguć.
Now Prabhupada gives his own life as an example of someone who has taste.
Prabhupada daje primjer svog vlastitog života, mislim, Prabhupada daje svoj vlastiti primjer kao primjer osobe koja ima ukus.
He says there is you will not be forced.
Nema prisile, kaže.
Automatically you will desire.
Automatski i prirodno ćete to željeti.
Like I am writing my books.
Kao što ja pišem svoje knjige.
I'm not forced by anyone.
Nisam prinuđen ni od koga.
Why I get up at night at 1 o'clock and do this job?
Zašto ustajem u jedan sat po noći i radim taj posao?
You know, imagine at 1 o'clock in the night to get up and write. Ooh.
Zamislite samo ustati u jedan po noći i pisati.
There must be great taste in this.
U tome se mora se u tome naći veliki ukus.
I think no one of us would get up for anything at 1 o'clock in the night.
Mislim da niko od nas ni za šta na svijetu ne bi ustao ja u jedan ujutro.
So Prabhupada describes himself. He describes how he is really enjoying this. He says, I cannot do without it.
Prabhupada opisuje sebe, govori kako zaista uživa u tome. Kaže, ja ne mogu bez toga.
Strong taste.
Snažan ukus.
Now Prabhupada will address how this taste will come out. And I believe here it gets of high interest for all of us.
I sada Prabhupada počne objašnjavati kako se taj ukus u stvari pojavljuje. Mislim da ovo postaje vrlo značajno, vrlo interesantno za nas.
He says it can come out by practice.
On kaže ukus se može pojaviti prakticiranjem.
Love, in other words, does not only come out by association, but also by practice.
Ljubav se drugim riječima ne budi samo druženjem, već i praksom, prakticiranjem.
The practice means you don't have love as of yet, but you act, and by the action it comes out.
Praksa ili vježba znači da vi još uvijek nemate ukus, međutim radite određenu stvar i tom djelatnošću ljubav se javlja.
See, most of the times people think emotions have to be there and then you these emotions will manifest in external activities.
U većini slučajeva ljudi misle moramo imati određene emocije, onda će se te emocije manifestirati kroz određene ili date djelatnosti.
But the whole process of Vaidhi Bhakti or Bhakti in practice works totally in the other way around. And this is what most modern psychologists have not yet detected.
Ali čitav metod Vaidhi Bhakti, čitav proces Vaidhi Bhakti djeluje upravo u suprotnom pravcu i to je ono što većina suvremenih psihologa uopće nisu otkrili.
In other words, you fake it until you make it.
Drugim riječima, glumite dok ne uspijete.
I would really request all of you to now enter with me into an experiment about this.
I sada ću vas sve vas zamoliti da skupa sa mnom napravite jedan eksperiment u vezi s ovim.
In Germany, where the devotees are not so emotional as in the Balkan countries, I usually do a laughter therapy with them, but I just can't imagine to do it here because you would all die from laughter.
U Njemačkoj gdje bakte nisu toliko emocionalni kao bakte s Balkana, obično ja radim tu terapiju smijeha, ali ne mogu ni zamisliti da ovdje radim to s vama jer vi biste umrli od smijeha.
In this you start laughing without a reason.
Jer vi se pri tome vi se počnete smijati bez razloga. Čovjek se počne smijati bez razloga.
Totally artificial.
Potpuno umjetno.
And then it somehow comes, the emotion comes.
I onda postupno na neki način emocija se rađa.
But with you I will do another experiment.
Ali s vama ću učiniti jedan drugi eksperiment. Napravit ću jedan drugi eksperiment.
Are you willing to do this experiment with me? Will you promise to be very serious?
Znači, obećajte da će biti vrlo ozbiljni.
We will now try to experiment how by simply acting a certain mood comes into our heart, okay?
Sada ćemo napraviti eksperiment koji nam pokazuje kako jednostavno djelovanjem određeno raspoloženje se stvara.
We do this in the larger context of trying to show and convince ourselves how even by mechanical activities a deep spiritual mood can appear in our heart.
Činimo to u širem kontekstu, širem kontekstu ideje da jednostavno mehaničkim aktivnostima možemo probuditi istinsko duhovno raspoloženje.
Yeah. So please don't do it immediately, just first understand what I request you to do.
Znači, nemojte ništa raditi iz početka, prije svega shvatite što je ono što od vas tražim.
Please sit straight.
Sjedite uspravno.
And then Mahodari Prem, you will really like it. Please sit. Micah, please sit. Now fold your arms.
Sada sklopite, da, prekrižite ruke.
And look up.
I gledajte prema gore.
As if you are the most arrogant person in the universe.
Kao da ste najarogantnija osoba u cijelom svemiru.
Don't laugh. It's very serious.
Nemojte se smijati, stvar je krajnje ozbiljna.
And stay like this for some time and see if there is some feeling which comes in your heart.
I neko vrijeme zadržite taj položaj neko vrijeme i promatrajte da li će neki osjećaj se probuditi u vašem srcu.
More straight, please.
Uspravnije, molim vas.
You are the king of the world.
Vi ste kralj ovoga svijeta.
Or the queen.
Ili ipak kraljica.
For 30 seconds.
Tokom 30 sekundi.
Voila. Now do what I do.
Sada činite što i ja.
Voila. Who felt the difference, please?
Ko je osjetio razliku, molim te lijepo?
When you act as if you are humble, a humble feeling will arise in your heart.
Kada se ponašate kao da ste ponizni, onda će se osjećaj poniznosti javiti u vašem srcu.
When you act as if you are proud, a feeling of pride will enter your heart.
Kada djelujete kao da ste ponosni, osjećaj ponosa će se javiti u srcu.
Prabhupada was often said, how can we become enthusiastic in kirtan? And he said, you dance and you do as if you are enthusiastic. It will come.
Prabhupada su često pitali kako da postanemo entuzijastični u kirtanu. On rekao, plešite i ponašajte se kao da ste entuzijastični i to će doći.
Love can also come by activities of love.
A ljubav isto se može javiti aktivnostima ljubav.
The philosophical basis is the verse which you have heard yesterday from Sridhar Maharaj. His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj on the video, he quoted this verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabu Noi. It says, the eternal perfection of Krishna consciousness is already in the heart, but and it does come out by regular chanting and hearing.
Filozofski temelj ove poente je u stihu koju smo jučer čuli od Sridhara Maharaja na njegovoj lekciji koju smo gledali na video i koji kaže da je vječito savršenstvo svjesnosti Krišne u srcu i ono se budi ili rađa ponovo aktivnostima slušanja i pjevanja.
In India this is practically experienced by the ancient practice which is no longer done today, the practice of child marriage.
U Indiji je to, je se to praktički doživljava kroz drevni običaj koji danas više nije aktualan, a to je vjenčavanje djece.
There a little boy is by astrological calculations it's found out which little which girl or which woman will fit to them and they are introduced to each other when they are still children.
Uzmu malog dječaka i njemu je se astrološki odredi koja će mu djevojčica odgovarati i onda ih upoznaju dok su još djeca.
And it's a very interesting in the young when they are so young they cannot feel any love, not even appreciation for each other. Boys always think girls are foolish and girls think boys are groovy.
I dok su tako mladi, oni ne mogu osjećati ljubav jedan za drugog, ne mogu čak ni cijeniti drugog, jer dječaci uvijek misle da su djevojčice su budalaste malo, a djevojčice misle da su ovi dječaci grubi.
But then when puberty does its work, when they are a little older, the girl is requested, here is a plate of sandesh, freshly prepared, why don't you bring it to Gopal.
Ali onda kada puberteto radi svoje, onda djevojčici, na primjer, daju jedan tanjir sa sandešima i kažu, evo, ovo su svježi sandeši, zašto ih ne odneseš Gopalu?
And at that time, the perception is entirely different.
I tada je njihova percepcija potpuno drugačija.
The girl will flush, oh no, I can't see Gopal.
Djevojka će posrveniti i reći, ne mogu ići vidjeti Gopala.
And when she is asked why not, she will begin to blush and say, I don't know, I feel just so excited when I'm near him.
A kada je upitaju zašto, ona pocrveni još više kaže, pa ne znam, jednostavno sam tako uzbuđena kad sam kraj njega.
No problem, you just bring the sandesh, you put it there and then you just go out.
Ma nema problema, samo uzme taj sandesh, odnesi ga tamo, sostavi ga i onda iziđi opet.
And Gopal now sees the girl who has all these emotions.
A Gopal sada vidi tu djevojčicu koja je puna emocija.
And he feels different.
I on se osjeća drugačije.
What a nice girl.
Kako je to samo fina djevojka.
Very deep.
Jako je duboka.
Yeah. And I think you know, more and more, very responsibly and carefully they are associating until there is a very strong bond which holds the whole life.
I znate već, oni se na taj način ih izdrže zajedno na vrlo jedan odgovoran, vrlo pažljiv način, sve dok se ne stvori čvrsta veza koja se neće prekinuti do kraja života.
This is very deep psychology.
Tu se radi o vrlo dubokoj psihologiji.
I will now tell you something about forming a relationship between man and woman in a responsible way.
Sad ću vam reći nešto o građenju odnosa između muškarca i žene na vrlo, na jedan odgovoran način.
It may be different than the Hare Krishna way.
Taj je put možda različiji od Hare Krishna puta.
First comes the approach.
Prije svega postoji pristup.
Then you get to know.
Onda upoznavanje.
Then you still have time to question, is it a will it work?
Onda još uvijek imate pitanja, još uvijek imate vremena da ispitujete, da postavite pitanja, da li će to funkcionirati.
Then you do something together.
Onda radite nešto zajedno.
And only finally, on the fifth step, is closeness.
I tek samo na kraju, u petom koraku, dolazi do bliskosti.
In modern times, men and women approach.
U modernom dobu muškarac ili žena pristupi jedan drugome
and immediately they become close.
I odmah se zbliže.
In worldly relationships this is called intimacy.
U svjetovnim odnosima to se naziva intimnošću.
But then afterwards they begin to ask the question.
Ali onda kasnije počinju postavljati pitanja.
I mean, is this really a partner for life? I don't know.
Da li je ovo zaista partner za cijeli život? Pa ne znam baš.
And then the questioning, which is very healthy in any relationship, becomes the source of hurting.
Jedno to ispitivanje koje je značajno za svaki odnos postaje uzrok boli ili povrijede.
Because it didn't the relationship didn't develop korak pa korak.
Jer odnos se nije razvio korak po korak.
It went from step number one.
Krenuo je od prvog koraka
to step number five.
Do petog koraka, na peti korak odmah.
Yes, yes. This happens also in Hare Krishna situations.
To se dešava i u Hare Krishna situacijama.
So in this Indian model, it goes very carefully, korak pa korak.
Ali u slučaju ovog indijskog modela ide se vrlo pažljivo, korak po korak.
And the result are such human love which we don't know in our civilization.
A rezultat je takva ljubav između osoba za kakvu mi ne znamo u našoj civilizaciji.
It is so strong this love that the woman who loses her husband due to the husband's death will have a very interesting perspective.
Ta je ljubav toliko snažna da žena koja izgubi svog muža zbog njegove smrti, ona će imati vrlo zanimljivo viđenje.
She says the flames of separation from my husband are so intolerably hot that I need to cool myself in the flames of his cremation fire.
Plamenovi odvojenosti od mog muža su toliko žestoki da osjećam potrebu da se rashladim u plamenovima njegove pogrebne vatre.
And we cannot understand this.
Mi to ne možemo shvatiti.
And therefore sati or the burning of the wife is rightfully in modern times forbidden, rightfully so.
I zbog toga je sati ili spaljivanje žene sa punim pravom u ovom suvremenom dobu zabranjeno, s punim pravom.
So our point here is by practice love can come out.
Ali ono što želim ovdje naglasiti je da praksom ili aktivnošću ljubav će se roditi.
We know what is the practice in Vaishnavism.
A znamo koja je praksa u Vaishnavizmu?
We chant and we are encouraged to chant every day.
Mantramo i mi smo ohrabreni da to činimo svakodnevno.
We are further encouraged to chant in an atmosphere free from distraction.
I dalje, dalje smo savjetovani da mantramo u atmosferi u kojoj ćemo biti slobodni od uznemirenja.
And we are encouraged to chant amongst serious devotees.
I ohrabreni smo da mantramo među ozbiljnim baktama.
Or before Tulasi.
Ili ispred Tulasi.
Or in the presence of Gornitai.
Ili u prisustvu Gornitai.
Or in a holy dam.
Ili u svetom, svetoj dami.
There are many technical instructions, and if you want to learn this, it's a great science which many of you have no idea of. You can learn it. There is literature.
Ima puno takvih tehničkih uputstava i ukoliko želite ih naučiti, možete to učiniti. Većina nas ne zna mnogo o tome, ali postoji literatura iz koje se može saznati.
And as a result from this practice, the scientific practice, you will feel so much ljubav. For Krishna, where is this coming up?
A rezultat takve znanstvene prakse će biti tako puno ljubavi prema Krishna koji će se osjećati, pitaće se odakle ona dolazi.
You will for the first time in your life experience what it means to fulfill your most basic two needs.
Za prvi put u životu shvatit ćete što znači ispuniti dvije bazične potrebe.
And you will agree with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everything is in the holy name.
I saglasit ćete se sa Bhaktivinodom Thakurom. Sve je u svetom imenu.
What are the two most basic needs according to Yajnavalkya?
Koje su dvije najosnovnije potrebe u skladu sa Yajnavalkinim shvaćanjem?
To deeply love and to be loved.
Voljeti, istinski voljeti i biti voljen.
Two needs.
Dvije potrebe.
When we don't feel this we will try to fulfill this needs in a covered way.
Ako to ne osjećamo, te ćemo potrebe pokušati ispuniti na prekriveni način.
For instance, someone might just work and work and work and and make a show of being perfect just to be loved.
Na primjer, neko može raditi i praviti show, neki show savršenstva samo da bi ga voljeli.
Hare Krishna. But and he may never know behind it is this a simple need, a wish to be loved or appreciated.
A možda nikad neće shvatiti iza svega toga jednostavna želja da bude voljen, da ga cijene.
So when you enter this art of science, this art of chanting, I wanted to say, you will actually release from your heart this tremendous ecstatic fulfilling potential for loving.
Kada počnete prakticirati to umijeće ili umjetnost mantranja, ona će da iz svoga srca osloboditi taj nevjerovatni potencijal.
And you will this potential, yes, for Lubav, yes. And this what you will feel in return is a warm spiritual energy coming from Lord Krishna's heart, his love for you.
A za uzvrat ćete osjetiti toplu duhovnu energiju koju od gospodina Krišne dolazi prema vama, to je njegova ljubav prema vama.
Yes, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti's description. Waves of mercy will emanate from our Lord's heart and go to the Bhakta in the world.
Da, tako to opisuje Vishwanath Chakravarti. Valovi ljubavi će emanirati iz srca gospodina Krišne i doći do baktinog srca.
And then your needs are fulfilled in a spiritual way.
I onda su vaše potrebe ispunjene na duhovni način.
Very, very nice.
To je jako lijepo.
So therefore I want to encourage you today, learn the art of practice and don't please think, oh, by practice, how can I practice something like which is categorically different than activities, that is a mood arise in our hearts.
Zato vas sve ohrabrujem, naučite ovu umjetnost djelovanja i tim djelovanjem će omogućiti da se ostvari ono što je kategorički različito od djelovanja, a to je raspoloženje ili stav.
And please remember this very nice and example which I believe is very close to us, because yes, and we are in Serbia congregational movement, and there's a lot of talk always about relationships between men and women.
I molim vas, sjećajte se ovoga primjera koji vjerujem da je veoma blizan, jer mi smo u Srbiji u kongregaciji i tu se stalno nešto razgovori o muškarcima i ženama.
That's natural. When you meet the young Indians of the Pandava Sena in London, that's all they talk about practically. You are there in the room and you're preaching to them, and all of them, oh, she didn't look at me, and he said goodbye to me, and he's now with a different one, but he always looks in my direction. I know it for sure. What to do, Swamiji?
To je ta i u Londonu, recimo, ako mlade Indijice kad skupite i nešto im pokušate propovijedati, oni cijelo vrijeme samo o tome govore. Recimo, kažu, pa vi, ja sam, on je meni rekao s Bogom, onda je sada sa drugom nekom, ali uvijek gledam u mom pravcu. I što sad ja da radim s Vamiđi?
That's the only subject you have to preach to the I don't want to offend the Pandava Sena. Sometimes there's also a deeply spiritual concern amongst it.
To je praktički jedina stvar. Zapravo ne želim uvrijediti. Ne znam što je to Pandava Sena.
Ali... Isn't it Sangeeta? Sangeeta knows from practical experience. Yes.
Sangeeta je svjesna toga iz osobnog iskustva.
I mean of the Pandava Sena. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Please don't tell this to them that I said this in Serbia. Then will never be invited again. they're very nice. You must meet the Pandava Senas and see how they dance.
Morate susresti te bhakti, vidjeti kako samo plešu.
So Prabhupada gave this very close example. He says, they are thinking, I've got my husband, I've got my wife.
Prabhupad je dao taj vrlo bliski primjer. Kaže, ja imam muža, ja imam ženu.
And when the age increases, the dealings become intimate.
I kako se uzrast povećava, ovo, kako uzrast, da, napred, kako stare, razvijaju se, onda se razmjene mijenjaju.
Then they become affectionate.
Onda ti odnosi postaju, odnose privrženosti.
That is quality.
I to je kvaliteta.
Not in the beginning. There's no quality in the beginning.
A ne na početku. Na početku nema kvalitete.
Quality comes by the parents' arrangement.
Kvaliteta se javlja zbog uređenja ili uprave roditelja.
I feel so much for this that if we can just follow this very simple process of our parents, that is in, now in the spiritual sense, Srila Prabhupada's instructions on chanting, this will be very good for us.
Jako sam ubeđen da ukoliko slijedimo upute naših roditelja u ovom duhovnom smislu Srila Prabhupada, što se tiče mantranja, to će biti vrlo dobro za nas.
In concluding this part and then moving over to the meditational section of this seminar, I want to tell you of another discussion which took place between a devotee and Srila Prabhupada on this same subject of improving our quality in chanting.
Kao zaključak ovog dijela i prije nego što ćemo na meditativni dio seminara, želim vam izložiti još jedan razgovor koji se odvija između Prabhupada i Bhakte i koji se tiče kvalitete mantranja.
This time Giriraj Maharaj talks with Srila Prabhupada and says, Prabhupada, there are instructions which you have given which we try to fulfill but we fail. We are unsuccessful, yes.
Ovog puta Giriraj Maharaj razgovara sa Prabhupadom i kažemo, Prabhupada, postoje instrukcije koje si nam ti dao, upute koje si nam ti dao, ali koje mi ne možemo izvršiti, jednostavno neuspješni smo.
Now Prabhupada wants to know concretely what is in Giriraj's mind, Giriraj Swami's mind, and he asked, how is that you try to do and you cannot do? How is that?
I sada Prabhupada želi znati što konkretno misli. Na što konkretno misli Giriraj Maharaj i pita ga, kako to misliš, želiš nešto uraditi, a ne možeš?
And then Giriraj,
pokušavaš, a ne možeš?
Yes, and Giriraj Maharaj then tells what is in his mind. He says, like chanting attentively, we try, but our mind goes.
I onda Giriraj Maharaj kaže konkretno, kao na primjer, pažljivo mantranje, mi pokušavamo, ali on odlazi.
So Srila Prabhupada says something very amazing.
I Prabhupada ovdje kaže sad nešto veoma zapanjujuće.
How many of you have heard that it's an offense to not be attentive while chanting? Have you heard this?
Mnogi među vama su čuli da je uvreda nepažljivo mantrati.
We have heard this.
Čuli smo to, zar ne?
Yes. Prabhupada says, well, that is not a fault.
Prabhupada kaže, pa to nije greška.
Slušati. You are trying to do something, says Prabhupada.
Ti pokušavaš da nešto učiniš, kaže Prabhupada.
But if due to your inexperience you sometimes fail, that is not a fault.
Ali ako zbog svog neiskustva ponekad ne uspiješ, to nije greška.
You are trying.
Pokušavaš.
There is a verse in the Bhagavatam.
Ima taj stih u Bhagavatam.
That if a devotee is trying his best, but due to his incapability, he sometimes fails, then Krishna excuses him.
Ukoliko se bhakta trudi najbolje što može, ali zbog svoje nemogućnosti ponekad ne uspije, onda uspije, onda Krishna ne uspije, onda mu Krishna oprašta.
Remember the seminar where we explained that bhakti is not about being perfect.
Da li se sjećate seminara na kome smo objašnjavali da se kod pri procesu bhakti ne radi o tome da budemo savršeni?
Bhakti is a mood of love.
Bhakti je stav raspoloženja ljubavi.
And when in love sometimes the other person does something imperfect, that is not the reason to relinquish the relationship.
I onda kada osoba koja voli učini nešto što je nesavršeno, to nije razlog da odbacimo odnos.
Manisha, you have to children, how often have they done glupost? Maybe every day they do some glupost.
Ти знаеш, имаш двоје деца. Колико, како често они направи глупост неку? Може свакодневно?
They eat and then 5 minutes later they come to you, all the food is all over the cloth.
Например, jedu, onda za 5 minuta dođu, svi su umazani u tu hranu.
It was certainly not perfect eating.
To svakako nije savršeno jedenje.
But you think, oh, Luka, no problem, and Mati, no problem, your love is not disturbed by this.
Ali tvoja ljubav s time nije uznemirena.
Krishna's love is not disturbed if a devotee is imperfect.
A Krishna ljubav također nije uznemirena ukoliko bhaktini su pokušaj nesavršeni.
Provided the devotee has one mood.
Pod uvjetom da bhakta gaji jedno raspoloženje.
And Srila Prabhupada will now speak about this mood.
I sada će Prabhupada govoriti o tom raspoloženju, stavu.
When the devotee fails, he must repent for that.
Kada bhakta ne uspije u nečemu, treba žaliti zbog toga.
I have done this.
Učinio sam to.
And he should try to avoid it as far as possible.
I treba pokušavati to izbjegavati koliko je god moguće.
Those who are doing something willingly, or we could say intentionally, they are not excused.
Ali oni što nešto čine dobrovoljno ili s namjerom, ovo za njih nema oprosta.
If one thinks, because I'm chanting, I may therefore commit all this glupost, and it will be nullified, that is the greatest offense.
Ako neko misli, pa ja sad mantram i mogu činiti svaku vrstu gluposti, pa će to biti anulirano, to je najveća od svih uvreda.
It is the greatest offense because you should never hurt Krishna's love.
Najveća je to uvreda jer nikad ne trebate povrijediti Krishnu ljubav.
You should never intentionally go with the hope at the Lord's lenience.
Nikad ne trebate s namjerom se oslanjati na gospodinovu popustljivost.
Yes. Love is shown in practical endeavors.
Ljubav se također pokazuje kroz praktične napore.
So, give your best and if you make mistakes, be sorry for it and try again.
Trudite se najbolje što možete i ukoliko pogriješite, neka vam zbog toga bude žao i pokušajte ponovo.
That is quality. This is quality.
I to je kvaliteta.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would distribute love for Krishna in great ways.
U svoje doba Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je dijelio ljubav prema Krishni na zadivljujuće načine.
And he would empower his devotees with the same amazing potency of distributing love of Krishna.
I on je bio punomoćio svoje bhakte sa istom zapanjujućom snagom da dijeli ljubav prema Krishni.
Please consider the example of Nakula Das Brahmachari from Ambika Kalna.
Uzmite samo u obzir primjer Nakula Das Brahmacharya iz Ambika Kalna.
He would sometimes start doing kirtans, and during these kirtans, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would enter his heart.
Ponekad bi započeo kirtan i tokom takvih kirtana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bi ušao u njegovo srce.
At that time millions of people, you know, it was known when Nakula Das Brahmachari does these kirtans, you must be there.
I to su ljudi znali, kad Nakula započne s kirtanom, onda svi trebate doći.
So the devotees came, or people came. It says millions of people came, and as they heard Nakula chanting, they got this prema dhan. Dhan means treasure of love in their heart.
Kaže se da je milijuna ljude dolazilo. Kad bi vidjeli Nakula Das Brahmachari kako pleše, onda bi dobili taj prema dhan. Dhan znači bogatstvo.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his heart and distributed through Nakula Das Brahmachari.
Zato što se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio u njegovom srcu i dijelio kroz Nakula Das Brahmachari.
There was one old devotee who didn't believe this.
Bio je tu jedan stari bhakta koji nije u to vjerovao.
He was an associate of Mahaprabhu, Shivananda Sena, and he thought, I can't imagine that Gauranga is in the heart of Nakula Das Brahmachari.
Bio je to Šivananda Sena, pratioč gospodinov. I on je mislio, pa ne mogu zamisliti da je Čaitanja Mahaprabhu u srcu Nakula Das Brahmachari.
Only if Nakula calls me next time he does his kirtan and tells me what is my private mantra, then I will believe.
Samo ukoliko me Nakula pozove za vrijeme svog sljedećeg kirtana i kaže mi koja je moja osobna mantra, tek ću tada vjerovati.
My dear devotees, imagine the scene.
Dragi bhakte, zamislite samo tu scenu.
Beautiful Nakula comes.
Nakula dolazi, predivan je.
The bank of the Ganga.
Na obali Gange se nalazi.
He chants Gaura, Gaura.
I uzvikuje ime Gaura.
At Gauranga.
I Gauranga.
It starts to chant Hare Krishna.
I počinje da pjeva.
And much beautiful, more beautiful.
I još ljep, i još puno ljepše.
With so much ljubav.
Sa tako puno ljubavi.
The farmers hear this. Nakula is here.
Seljani to čuju i kažu Nakula je ovdje.
They throw away all their farming instruments and run around Nakula.
Bace svoje alatke i svi trčaju prema Nakuli.
Someone runs to the village and gets a medanga.
Neko otrči do sela i zgrabi medangu.
Others grab some cartels.
Drugi dohvate karatale.
And soon there is an ecstatic kirtan on the fields.
I uskoro na poljima se odvija ekstatični kirtan.
Slowly the kirtan moves under the shade of the palm trees.
Polako se kirtan kreće prema sjenkama palminog drveća.
By now Nakula jumps up in ecstasy.
Do tog trenutka već Nakula skače visoko u ekstazi.
Tears stream from his eyes without stoppage.
Suze teku nezaustavljivo iz njegovih očiju.
The news spread around.
I vijesti se šire.
Even Shivananda Sena hears it.
Čak i Shivananda to čuje.
When he arrives at the spot, there are by now a few million people.
I dok dođe do tog mjesta, već se sakupilo par milijuna ljudi.
All of a sudden, Nakula stops.
I odjednom Nakula zastane.
Shivananda! Oh, Shivananda!
Shivananda!
But Shivananda is so far away, he doesn't hear anything.
Ali Shivananda je toliko daleko da ne može ništa čuti.
So some person runs. Is there someone like Shivananda? Shivananda should come to Nakula.
I neka osoba otrči, kaže, Shivananda treba doći do Nakula.
Ja sam Shivananda.
Ja sam Shivananda.
Okay, come fast.
Ajde brzo dođi.
So he comes before this great personality.
I on dođe do te velike ličnosti.
Shivananda, give up your doubt.
Shivananda, odbaci svoju sumnju.
Your mantra is Gauranga.
Tvoja mantra Gauranga.
Four syllables.
Četiri sloga.
Gauranga. Gaura. Shivananda also gets ecstatic
and love. Shivananda isto tako postane ekstatičan tad.
Now I'm telling you this because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said he is prepared to appear in Kali Yuga where his devotees meet together.
Ovo vam kažem, zato što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao da se u Kali, da je spreman pojaviti se za vrijeme ove Kali Juge tamo gdje se njegovi bhakte skupljaju.
A few days ago, half of this room was crying.
Prije pola dana, pola ove sobe je plakalo. Ove prostorije je plakalo.
I was personally sitting close to Madhavananda and Almina and I saw how Almina lost one whole bottle of waters from crying and she had to fill after drink.
Ja sam osobno sjedio blizu Madhavananda i Almine i vidio sam da je Almina izgubila cijelu bocu tekućine zbog plakanja, posle to morala nadoknaditi pijenjem.
We cried because we saw the misery of Sachi Devi and Gauranga leaving home. We just felt so touched.
Plakali smo jer smo vidjeli bijedu Sačidevi gospodina Gaurange dok je napuštao dom. Bili smo duboko dirnuti.
Even Rini Suda Prabhu also went like
Čak i Rini Suda.
And then he smiled his shy smile in my direction.
Onda se djetinja nasmiješio i okrenuo se prema mene.
Very good, very good.
Jako dobro.
And, there was one detail which you must know, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to his mother.
Postoji jedan sitni detalj o kome morate znati, nešto što je Chaitanya rekao majci.
I think it was in the play, but I was also very much moved, so I didn't hear the translation properly, but it was, Mother, I will be always with you.
Možda je bilo u predstavi, ali ja sam bio duboko dirnut, tako da nisam mogao dobro čuti prijevod. Ono što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, majko, uvijek ću biti s tobom.
We cannot be separated.
Mi se ne možemo razdvojiti.
If you chant my name, I'm there.
Ako izgovaraš moje ime, ja ću biti tu.
This is a blessing which we can also experience in this age of Kali.
To je blagoslov koji mi također možemo iskusiti u ovom dobu Kali.
This contact with Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Taj kontakt sa Gauranga Mahaprabhom.
And then our hearts will melt.
I tada će se naša srca rastopiti.
And something will happen.
I nešto će se dogoditi.
Bali, desi te, desi! Hare Krishna, dobro došli. yes. So I have come to the end of this. I decided to not do the meditation today.
Došao sam do kraja i odlučio da danas ne radimo meditaciju.
First of all, I must know, are you interested in meditation?
Prije svega da vas pitam.
Oh, is it too spiritual for you?
Da nije to malo previše spiritualno za vas? Yes.
Yes. I must first I will watch you a little bit more to see if you are qualified for this meditation.
Još malo ću vas promatrati da vidim da li ste kvalificirani za tu meditaciju.
Šalim se. For now I wish to end here and want to see if you have any questions regarding this lecture.
Ali sada ipak želim ovdje stati i vidjeti da li imate pitanja u vezi s lekcijom.
Yes, please bring the microphone to Deva Prabhu. He's sitting in the back. Krishna, Krishna. My dear devotees, I feel so strong for this subject of the holy name.
Dragi moji bhakte, osjećam da je ova tema o svetom imenu vrlo bitna.
I must also admit to you, I'm practicing because I want to write now my second book on the holy name. It's called Nam Rahasya, The Secrets of the Holy Name.
I želim vam reći da također ja sada malo vježbam, to jer želim napisati svoju drugu knjigu o svetom imenu, zove se Nam Rahasya, Tajna svetog imena.
And after that I want to write a third book.
A nakon toga želim napisati
on the holy name, just holy name.
I treću knjigu o svetom imenu.
Because there's just so much to learn for us.
Jer još imamo još tako puno za naučiti.
To really make it work for us.
Da bi zaista učinili da to funkcionira za nas.
This is Mahaprabhu's process. I mean, if we can't get success in this, where will we get success in our spiritual life?
Jer to je Mahaprabhuov proces. I ako ne uspijemo u ovome, u čemu ćemo uspjeti u svojim duhovnim životima?
Deva, please, reci.
Da se čuje? Imam jednu malu sumnju.
Male sumi, yes.
Ova instrukcija koju smo danas čuli da ukoliko nemamo nekih emocija onda možemo početi glumiti i onda će te emocije doći, čini mi se, hoćeš prevesti?
I have a slight doubt. These instructions we've heard today that if we don't have emotions we should just fake them and they will arise.
Može, čini mi se, postati jako dobra podloga za jedan novi sahađija pokret na Balkanu.
Yeah, sahađija pokret.
It may become a very good foundation of a new sahađija movement at the Balkans.
True.
Istina.
There are many swamis who can give hours of lectures about this.
Ima puno swamija koji mogu satima govoriti o ovoj temi.
True.
Istina.
I will now ask a question.
Sada ću ja postaviti pitanje.
How do you think will your emotions arise?
Kako mislite da će se vaše emocije probuditi?
What is your process?
Koji je vaš proces?
It's an interesting question. We all know about Sahajiyas. It's the worstest thing in the universe. We have heard millions of lectures about it. I will not repeat them. You know them.
Sve znamo o Sahajiyama. Već čuli smo milijone lekcija. O njima to je najgora stvar na svijetu. Neću to ponavljati, znate ih.
Each single lecture is completely true.
I svaka pojedina lekcija je apsolutno ispravna.
But I'm now addressing a different subject.
Ali se ja sada obraćam jednoj drugoj temi.
How will spiritual emotions come into our heart?
Kako će se duhovne emocije roditi u našim srcima?
Let me answer this with the process of Rupa Goswami, which he delineates in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Odgovorit ću to procesom koji Rupa Goswami objašnjava u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
It's very complicated.
Stvar je poprilično veoma komplicirana.
But to put it very simple,
ali da bi je krajnje pojednostavio,
Rupa Goswami observed the techniques of a good theater play.
Rupa Goswami je promatrao tehnike dobre pozorišne predstave.
In a theater play,
i za vrijeme pozorišne predstave,
we see an action.
Vidimo radnju.
On a stage,
na sceni, na bini.
And we are getting a certain emotion.
I mi zbog toga dobijamo određene emocije.
For instance, there is this poor person and the rich man has stolen his wife. Then he has stolen the land.
Imam na primjer tu siromašnu osobu i bogataš mu je ukrao ženu, oteo mu je zemlju.
And then he has burnt the house.
Spalio mu kuću zatim.
And now he has kidnapped the son and made him a slave.
A onda je kidnapirao sina i učinio ga svojim robom.
And finally it's enough.
I konačno je svega dosta.
The poor person comes and takes his fist and goes bang.
Taj siromak dolazi sa svojim i stisne svoju pesnicu
and the audience jumps up. Bravo, finally.
I publika sva poskoči i aplaudira. Konačno.
An emotion has been awakened. That's the art also of Hollywood movies.
I emocije su se probudile. To je također umijeće hollywoodskih filmova.
There are techniques how to write a screenplay so that emotions can be made.
Postoji tehnika kako napisati scenarijo da bi se javila emocije.
So Rupa Goswami took the said, well, no. The aesthetic, the scholar of drama, Bharat Muni, took this and said, normally emotions give rise to emotional expression.
Bharat Muni, scholar koji je proučavao dramu, je zaključio, uobičajeno emocije stvaraju određene emocionalne izraze ili ekspresije.
Will it maybe work the other way around?
Da li će možda funkcionirati i obrnuti proces?
That first comes the expression,
da prvo se javlja izraz,
and then comes the emotion.
A nakon toga emocija.
I could, for instance, make now an expression, which I'm a little temperamental at this moment, as you can feel.
Sad bi ja, na primjer, mogu napraviti jedan izraz, kao što primjećujete, pomalo sam temperamentan u datom trenutku.
Where I could scare Krishna Jivani, who sits just 1 meter away, 2 meters away from me.
Tako da prepadnem Krishna Jivani, koji je samo 2 metra udaljena od mene.
Should I do it?
Da li to učinim?
She would run out of the room in fear.
Istočila bi u sobe sva preplašena.
Don't worry. First of all, sannyasi, yes, sannyasi, mataji, it's not done, but expression can give rise to emotions.
izraz ili ekspresija može pobuditi emociju.
We will see this. I believe soon Japataka Maharaj will be here and he will call Kauranga and we will all go like Kauranga and feel something.
Vidjet ćemo, uskoro će se Japataka Maharaj ovdje pojaviti i on će uzviknuti Kauranga i mi ćemo svi ponoviti i nešto ćemo osjetiti.
I will request him.
Ja ću ga zamoliti da to učine.
So this is the whole idea which Rupa Goswami also took.
I to je znači taj koncept koji je prihvatio Rupa Goswami.
We go and greet the Lord. Jai Om, Jaya. We do the expression, waving an articles in an aratik.
Dakle, mi idemo susresti gospodina i tu je ta ekspresija, mi nudimo određeni nešto za arati.
We go on pilgrimage, we visit the Lord at home.
Idemo na hodočašće, posjećujemo gospodina kod kuće.
We worship Tulsi.
Obožavamo Tulasi.
We sing the Sankirtan.
Pjevamo Sankirtan.
It's all done at the beginning without emotion.
Na početku se sve to radi bez osjećaja.
But the idea is when you do it, the emotion will come.
Ali
for Krishna.
Ideja iza tih radnji je da radeći ih probudit ćemo emociju prema Krišni.
This is how from Vaidi Raga will come.
Na taj način će iz Vaidi se roditi Raga.
This is a philosophical point which is severely contested by other Gaudiya institutions, but they have not seen this point very clearly because it's difficult to understand. Contested, not agreed, challenged.
To je koncept koji često izazivaju drugi Gaudija struje, ali to je zato što nisu sagledali, to se nije dogodilo.
Prabhupada said, first someone will play piano according to note, ping, ping, ping.
Na početku će neko s piano svirati samo po nekim osnovnim notama.
Ping, 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 ping. It's not yet music.
Tu još nema muzike.
But he does this, ping, 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 ping. Then it comes, ping, 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 ping. Oh, ja volim. Pum, 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 pum. This is now, of course, this experiment, Deva Deva, has to take place in a certain frame, like all experiments.
Sada naravno, taj eksperiment kao i svi eksperimenti se mora odigrati unutar određenih okvira.
We are severely warned to imitate.
Mi smo ozbiljno opomenuti na imitaciju.
We are severely warned that the greatest mistake you can do is imitating hearing the confidential loving exchange of Radha and Krishna at a stage where you're not steady in your spiritual practice.
Oštro smo upozoreni protiv slušanja intimnih razmjena između Radha i Krišne na nivoima kada nismo zaista duhovno napredni.
And the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada wrote a book 100 warnings against imitators, that is the prakritas.
I Prabhupadov učitelj je napisao knjigu 100 upozorenja protiv imitatora ili prakrita.
Therefore we require the guidance of a preceptor.
I zato nam je potreban potrebno vodstvo učitelja.
Who will guide us in this path. This is as sharp as a razor's edge.
Koji će nas voditi tim putem koji je oštar poput oštrice brijača.
As you go into this, it's something will happen.
A i ako se krećete njim, nešto će se dogoditi.
Deva, you cannot imagine how grateful I am for your very, very relevant and timely point.
Deva, ti ne možeš shvatiti koliko sam ja zahvalan zbog tvog vrlo značajnog i u pravo vrijeme postavljenog pitanja, to je pointe.
I brought something Prabhupada on crying.
Donio sam nešto od Prabhupada na temu plakanja.
Yes, this is written by Umapati Swami, who was there when Prabhupada came to the San Francisco temple at a time when devotees were not expecting him to come. They thought he would stay back in his apartment.
Napisao je to Umapati s vami i radi se o jednoj posjeti Prabhupada San Francisco i to u vrijeme kada ga bhakte nisu očekivali, kad su mislili da će ostati u svom stanu.
So Prabhupada surprised the devotees and just walked into the temple.
Prabhupada je iznenadio svoje bhakte i jednostavno ušetao u temple.
Suddenly the room was filled with smiles and cries of Jai and Haribol.
Odjednom je soba postala ispunjena osmijesima i uzvicima Jai i Haribol.
So then after the lecture, Prabhupada led a very sweet and mellow kirtan.
I nakon lekcije Prabhupada je vodio jedan vrlo dražesni slatki kirtan.
And it was one of those kirtans where everyone went like this and some the more emotional pressed their hands to the chest.
I to je bio jedan od kirtana gdje su se svi njihali, a oni koji su malo osjećajni su sklopili svoje ruke i pritisli ih u srce.
Prabhupada was here.
Prabhupada je bio tamo.
So the next morning Prabhupada was on a morning walk and he asked, "Were you chanting last night?"
Prabhupada je idućeg jutra otišao na šetnju i pitao, "Da li si pjevao sinoć?"
Prabhupada asked another devotee, "Were you chanting?"
Onda pitao i drugog bhaktu, "Da li si ti pjevao?"
"Yes, it was wonderful."
"Da, bilo je predivno."
And another Prabhupada asked, "Were you dancing?"
A drugog je pitao, "Da li si plesao?"
"I wanted to, but there were so many people, I couldn't move," said the devotee.
Želio sam, međutim, bilo je tako puno ljudi da se nisam mogao micati.
Prabhupada turned to another.
Prabhupada se okrenuo drugom.
"Were you chanting?"
"Da li si ti pjevao?"
"No, I was afraid I would cry."
"Ne, bojao sam se da ću zaplaćem."
Prabhupada answered, "When you are with ordinary people, you should not cry."
Prabhupada je odgovorio, kad si među običnim ljudima, ne trebaš plakati.
Because they will not understand.
Zato što oni neće shvatiti.
But when you are with devotees,
ali kad si s bhaktama,
you can cry because they will know you are crying for Krishna.
Možeš plakati jer oni će znati, ti plačeš za Krishnom.
The point here is not imitate crying.
Ideja ovdje nije da imitiramo plakanje.
The point is start chanting.
Poenta je počnite mantrati ili pjevati.
And dancing.
I plesati.
Like the devotees do.
Kao što to bhakte rade.
And by this feelings will come.
I pomoću tim procesom javit će se osjećaj.
Which may rise to the point of crying for Krishna.
Koji se mogu zaoštriti do nivoa kada ćete plakati za Krishnu.
According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is what bhakti yoga means.
A kao što kaže Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to je ono što bhakti yoga i znači.
We had heard this quotation in the Krishna says in the Adi Purana.
Čuli smo taj citat. Krishna kaže u Adi Purani,
"I am purchased by those who sing my names."
Mogu me kupiti oni koji pjevaju moja imena.
And cry in front of me.
I plaču ispred mene.
I am not purchased by anything else.
Ne mogu se kupiti ničim drugim.
Do you want to get Krishna?
Da li želite dobiti Krishnu?
Then think of your price which you are going to pay.
Onda mislite na cijenu koju trebate platiti.
And here is the price.
I evo cijene.
The nectar of devotion, we had this other quotation which we heard, one should desire a service and cry, and that is lolyam. Huh?
Drugi citat iz nektara predanosti koji smo čuli, osoba treba žudjeti za službom i plakati i to se zove lolyam.
He should be very eager and actually cry to become engaged in some particular type of service.
Treba biti zaista željan i istinski plakati žudeći da se angažira u određeni vid službe.
And Prabhupada repeats what Krishna said in Adi Puran. This is called lolyam.
I Prabhupada ponavlja ono što je Krishna rekao Adi Purani. To se zove lolyam.
Such tears are the price for the highest perfection.
Te suze su cijena za najviše savršenstvo.
Do you know See, I'm aware that I preach a part which we don't hear very often in ISKCON, but which is there in Prabhupada's teachings and in the tradition.
Svjestan sam da govorim o stvarima o kojima ne čujemo jako puno ISKCON-u, ali oni se svakako nalaze i u Prabhupadovim dijelima i u našoj tradiciji.
I'm very aware that it is an unconventional point.
Svjestan sam i tekako da je to nekonvencionalna poenta.
But I'm also very aware that it is the price.
Ali također sam svjestan da to jeste cijena.
I'm also afraid aware that there's so much falsity in this world.
Također sam uviđen da ima tako puno lažnosti, prijevarnosti u ovom svijetu.
Maybe some immature devotee will smear some onions in his eyes, so just so that others will think, oh, he is crying.
Možda će neki bhakta početnik namazati svoje oči sa ovim lukom, kako se zove, da bi drugi vidjeli da plače.
I have seen many such practices in the Hare Krishna movement.
Vidio sam puno takvih aktivnosti u Hare Krishna pokretu.
Pretending to get to be a great devotee, to get some benefits.
Pretvaranje da smo veliki bhakta da bismo dobili neke dobrobiti.
Yes, but okay, there's false money, but shouldn't we still try to get the proper money?
Da, postoji taj lažni novac, ali zar se svejedno ne moramo dalje truditi da steknemo istinski?
In the year 67, Prabhupada wrote to Janaki a letter.
67. godine Prabhupada je napisao pismo Janaki.
Janaki could by that time only be one year in the movement, because the movement started in 66.
U to vrijeme je Janaki mogla biti bhakta samo godinu dana jer je pokret započet 66.
She was a new devotee, in other words.
S drugim riječima, bila je mladi bhakta.
Here comes Prabhupada's letter.
A evo Prabhupadovog pisma.
Tears for Krishna are as good as associating with him personally.
Suze za Krishnu su jednako dobre kao i osobno druženje s njim.
Your feelings and tears of Krishna consciousness,
tvoji osjećaj i suze svjesnosti Krišne,
will make you more enriched in spiritual advancement.
Će te učiniti obogaćenijom duhovnim napretkom.
A child who cannot cry will die.
Dijete koje ne može plakati će umrijeti.
Because the parents will not come and help him.
Jer ljudi, roditeljima neće prići i pomoć.
An eye which cannot cry will cannot have wetness, will become dry and will need to be operated.
Oko koje ne može plakati, koje ne može biti vlažno, će se osušiti i morat će se operirati.
But please, these tears which we are speaking about will come by the diligent practice of Krishna consciousness, not by imitation.
Ali te suze o kojima govorimo će doći pažljivom praksom svjesnosti Krišne, a ne imitacijom.
Thank you very, very much, Deva Prabhu. It was so necessary. I wanted to say this, but without such a question, I could not have entered into this.
Hvala ti puno, ovo je bilo više nego nužno za reći, ali bez takvog pitanja nisam mogao, ne bih mogao.
Now we will have to end here.
Sada ćemo ovdje morati stati.
It is 7 o'clock.
7 je sati.
I would request all of you to be now you can have a little pause, but be present when His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj will come. I think he will come quite soon, so maybe 7:30 we will start the evening program. Please be there in time.
I sada molim vas sve da budete tu kad njegov svetosad Jayapataka Maharaj dođe. Vjerujem da će vrlo skoro stići, možda ćemo oko 7:30 započeti sa večernjim programom.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauri Chai ki, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.